How would you like to win a $50 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House? There are two ways you can win. One, write the best invitation to your Facebook friends to become fans at the Issues Etc. Facebook page. Or two, invite the most friends to become fans at our Facebook page. Send an email to contest@issuesetc.org with the text of your invitation and the number of friends you invited. We'll give away the CPH gift certificates October 1st. Invite your Facebook friends to become our fans today.
There are worrying signs of a failure to appreciate not only the rights of believers to freedom of conscience and freedom of religion, but also the legitimate role of religion in the public square.
That discharges the soldier with the real problem, the homophobic soldier that has the real negative effect on unit cohesion.
I want to urge the U.S. Senate to oppose this policy for what it is. It's a radical social experiment.
The God of American civil religion is not the triune God of Jesus Christ. He is Zeus at best, or Baal at worst.
Indiana truck drivers, love issues, etc.
It is a bit surprising to find out that atheists, agnostics, Jews, and Mormons outdo Protestant evangelicals and Catholics on questions of religious teaching. And yet that's the results of a U.S. religious knowledge survey that's out recently from the Pew Forum. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. After our interview with Greg Smith of the Pew Forum about this new survey on the religious knowledge or lack thereof of Americans, we'll discuss the biblical concept of family with Joe Dallas of Genesis Counseling. Then we'll wrap up today's show talking to Dr. Mike Adams of the University of North Carolina about seeker-sensitive Christianity. You can join us, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Greg Smith joins us. He's senior researcher for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life, based in Washington, D.C., and a regular guest. Greg, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
So according to this new survey, what groups knew the most about the core teachings, the history, the leading figures of major world religions?
Well, our survey asked people a total of 32 questions about religion. It included many questions about the Bible and Christianity. It included others about the teachings and characteristics of world religions other than Christianity, like Islam, Buddhism, and Hinduism. It also had some questions about religion's role in public life. And what we find is that if you combine all 32 of those questions about different aspects of religion, there's really three groups that come out on top: atheists and agnostics, Jews, and Mormons. Those three groups do best overall. They're followed by evangelical Protestants, who in turn do better than mainline Protestants, Catholics, and those whose religion is nothing in particular.
Do you have any idea how to explain this data?
Well, you know, our data don't speak directly to the why question, why this pattern of results, but we do have, I think, some thoughts informed by our data, particularly with respect to atheists and agnostics. We have to keep in mind that to describe oneself as an atheist or an agnostic is to take a position, so to speak, on the religious discussion in the United States. These are small groups. These are groups that are relatively unpopular among many Americans. And we know that most atheists and agnostics were not born that way. In fact, about three-quarters of atheists and agnostics say they were raised as Christians. So this is a group of people who has made an explicit choice to describe themselves as atheist or agnostic. That choice might reflect having given some thought to these matters. It might presuppose a certain level of religious knowledge. I'll tell you another thing that points in that direction, and that is that atheists and agnostics in our survey score much better compared with those who simply describe their religion as nothing in particular. That suggests to me that religious knowledge it's not so much the absence of a connection to a religious faith that's correlated with higher knowledge. Instead, it's actually the presence of this self-identification with these small groups, atheists and agnostics.
What did you discover about the knowledge of Christianity?
Well, what we find is that the pattern of results with respect to the Bible and Christianity is a little different than the pattern for the knowledge questions overall. The survey included 12 questions about the Bible and Christianity, and it found that on those questions, Mormons as well as white evangelical Protestants did best.
Then how religious would you say America is?
Well, the United States is a very religious country. It's certainly a nation of believers. Upwards of 9 in 10 people tell us that they believe in God. Most people say that they pray every single day. Most people say that religion is very important in their lives. In fact, by a lot of measures, the United States is the most religious country in the industrialized world.
What did you find out about what Catholics and Protestants know about some of their teachings in history?
Well, what the survey shows is that, you know, we have to remember that there are some key elements of religion that people are familiar with. Upwards of 7 in 10 people know, for instance, that Moses is the biblical figure who led the Exodus from Egypt. A similar number of people can correctly identify Bethlehem as the place that Jesus was born, according to the Bible. However, the survey also shows that many people are unaware of certain important religious topics, and that often includes topics about people's own faiths. For instance, among Catholics, upwards of 4 in 10 Catholics do not realize that the Catholic Church teaches that during communion, the bread and wine actually become the body and blood of Christ. Upwards of 4 in 10 Catholics got that question about that central teaching of Catholicism wrong. We see something similar with respect to Protestantism. Upwards of half of the Protestants we spoke with were unable to identify Martin Luther as the figure whose writings and actions inspired the Protestant Reformation. So there are instances here where people are unfamiliar even with aspects of their own faiths.
What kind of knowledge do people have about Eastern religions like Buddhism and Hinduism?
Well, the survey included a total of 11 questions about topics like that, questions about Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, as well as some religious geography questions about the religious makeup of a few important countries. And what we find is that the groups that do best there are atheists and agnostics and Jews. That's the segment of religious knowledge on which those groups, those overall strong performers, do best.
What about Mormonism? What do we know?
Well, the survey included 3 questions about Mormonism. It asked people whether or not they know when the Mormon faith was founded, and we found that 44% know that Mormonism was founded after 1800. The survey asked people where, according to the Book of Mormon, Jesus appeared to people. 40% know that this took place in the Americas, and 51% of people are able to identify Mormonism as the religion of Joseph Smith. Not surprisingly, Mormons did best on this battery of questions. 8 in 10 Mormons got all 3 of these questions right.
What factors do you think played into the religious knowledge of Americans?
Well, there are a number of factors that are related to people's religious knowledge, but without question, the number one factor, the number one predictor of how people do on these questions is educational attainment. Simply put, the more years of education someone has, the better they did on our survey. In fact, people who have postgraduate training or a postgraduate degree get twice as many questions right compared with people who did not finish high school. So education is the number one factor that's linked with higher levels of religious knowledge.
Did you find out anything about the reading of religious texts?
Well, reading of religious texts, either the Bible or other books about one's own faith or about other religions, is also associated with higher levels of religious knowledge, as is talking about religion on a regular basis with friends and family.
What do Americans think the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, says about religion in public schools?
Well, the survey's questions about religion in public life are really interesting. We found, to begin with, that about 2/3 of people are familiar with what the Constitution says about religion. 2/3 of people know the Constitution says that government shall neither establish a religion nor interfere with the practice of religion. However, when we took that a step further and asked specifically about Supreme Court restrictions on religion in public school, we see that the public assumes that the restrictions on religion in public schools are more severe than is actually the case. The question on our survey, most frequently answered correctly, asked people whether or not the U.S. Supreme Court prohibits public school teachers from leading a class in prayer. 9 in 10 Americans know that's not allowed. At the same time, however, one of the questions most often answered incorrectly in our survey asked people whether or not the Supreme Court permits public school teachers to read from the Bible as an example of literature. Only 23% of the people we spoke with realized that that is permitted. Similarly, only about 1 in 3 people realize that public school teachers are permitted to offer comparative religion classes. So taken together, these findings suggest that people really think the constitutional restrictions on religion in public schools are stricter than is actually the case.
Finally then, Greg, if you were a religion editor, what would you title a story about this new survey on the religious knowledge of Americans?
Well, I guess I would probably, you know, headline my story with two things. One is that the United States is familiar with certain aspects of religion, which we've already spoken about, certain biblical figures, for instance, and about what the Constitution says about religion. At the same time, people are unaware of important things about religion, and that includes important aspects of their own faith. The other thing I'd have to find a way to highlight would be the performance on this survey of atheists and agnostics. I personally was quite struck by their strong performance on this survey, and I think that's worthy of attention.
Greg Smith is a regular guest and a senior researcher for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Greg, thank you again for being our guest.
Thank you for having me.
When we come back, we're going to spend some time talking with Joe Dallas about a biblical idea of the family. Does the Bible provide us with a clear definition of the family? How does the church promote that definition if it exists within the church? And does the church have any obligation, do Christians as individuals then, have any obligation to promote that definition outside the church? Three very important questions we need to answer in the next half hour of Issues Etc. this Tuesday afternoon, September the 28th. Joe Dallas of Genesis Counseling will be with us right after this to answer those questions. Stay tuned. Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
Smartest listeners in radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. live on most smartphones? Just go to the Listen Live page of our website, issuesetc.org, click the smartphone link, and you can listen on your smartphone weekday afternoons between 3 to 5 Central. Old Theology, New Technology, Issues Etc. now broadcasting live to the world on most smartphones. Issues Etc. issuesetc.org.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I believe the day will come when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Because Americans are sinners like we Finns are.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.